Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The easy transition is back to back to back. But we also should preface this segment by saying we should have seen this part of it coming. In two of the Bandits' first four games this year, there was a five-goal scorer. His name, Ian MacKay. And from that point on, it just continued to the point where we welcome in the NLL Finals MVP. Ian, congratulations. How are you?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Doing well. Getting back to reality here a little bit, so it's been good.
Is reality good or different from the other two championships? Because, I mean, the first one, it felt like you guys for a week were, like, celebrating. Then the second one, it's like, and then third, it's, okay, we've done it now. So is the reality different?
Yeah, I think reality hit a little quicker on this one than the previous ones. Like you said, the first one, it was like we finally got over the hump, and that party went on for quite a while. And then, you know, this one we went pretty hard after the game and Sunday, and we got a little break here until our parade on Friday, and we'll do it all again. So it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, can't wait to remind people and look forward to seeing them all at KeyBank Center at 5 p.m. on Friday to celebrate the back-to-back-to-back. Head down to Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza at 5 p.m., Ian and company will be arriving around the stage roughly 5:30. Celebration includes everything you would expect it to include. And boy, have they been good parties the last couple of years. Ian, how did it unfold this time around from an in-game standpoint, based on the nature of the series and just how it seemingly snapped right back into Bandit place in the second half on Saturday?
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think we were a little bit overdue for that. We obviously, in the playoffs, every team's good. And I mean, every team in the whole league is good, but especially when you get to the playoffs. And if you look at kind of how our playoff run went, one goal games, low scoring games, you know, not kind of our typical expectation for our team. And game one and two is essentially one goal games. Obviously game one, there's an empty netter mm-hmm. at the end there, and then losing by one in Saskatchewan. And, you know, if you look at like a guy like Josh, who's arguably the best player in the league, and he's going into the final series with only two goals, you're kind of just waiting and expecting for him to go off eventually. And, you know, luckily for us, him and Klutch and the whole offense kind of really went off in the second half of that game. And, we had a good run in the second quarter. Sass kind of came back a little bit going into halftime, and then we were able to kind of run away with it at the second half there. So it was just pretty unbelievable feeling.
Was there a little speech action in at halftime by Coach John Tavares, or was it some of you guys leaders that are like, hey, we're up 7-3 with 10 minutes left, you know, in the second quarter. Now all of a sudden it's 7-6, and this is a completely different feeling. You know, you hear of the Herb Brooks, you know, speeches or whatever. This is a big moment for you guys at halftime there.
Yeah, there was nothing too crazy. It kind of was, you know, reminiscent of the first two games with being tied going into halftime. So it was just, you know, I think it was a quiet confidence in our group. And, you know, Dane, credit to Dane, he sent us our offense a big group text before the game, just kind of highlighting one or two things that each guy's really good at and what we need out of them going into that game. And then he mentioned, you know, we haven't really gone off, and I think it's going to be 15 plus goals to win us this thing. And we were able to get to that. So it's just kind of reminding ourselves of that, you know, and just kind of hitting on the things that we've done really well all year. And, you know, Saskatchewan is a team that pushes transition really well, and they kind of exposed us in game two. And that was something that we really wanted to focus on and not give them opportunities. And in the first half, we gave them one or two too many than we would have liked. So that was kind of one of the bigger focuses going into halftime, especially going into the fourth quarter. It was like, you know, they're really going to be pushing now. So we got to make sure we're doing a good job of taking that away. And I think we were able to do that.
53 goals for you this season, 37 in the regular season, 16 more in the playoffs, including 7 in the finals win over Saskatchewan. Can you take yourself out of the team equation for a minute and just talk about maybe the pride that you're feeling in your individual game and how it came to be this way this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to take it out of the team setting because it's awkward for me to talk about myself. But ultimately, it was you know, just doing whatever I could to help us win. And, you know, this year it was is playing offense. And obviously, like you mentioned early on, I had a couple good games early on, but, you know, it was a little awkward for me at first, kind of coming into a stacked offense and trying to find my place a little bit. And credit to everyone on the offense and JT for making me feel like home there, and, you know, and reaffirming that, like, I belong up there and trying to put me into good spots. And as games went on, I got more and more comfortable, and, you know, I'll give my fiance some credit going into game three before the game. She was like, you know, like when you really like kind of took off and started playing well was after you proposed. Right. So, she likes to take the credit for it. And it's funny though. It's true. Like I really did start to kind of take off there, you know, middle to end of March going into playoffs. So, it was obviously really cool, and I'm just happy that, you know, it was, I could do something to help us win. And, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. So it's pretty cool.
You were probably preoccupied and nervous about what was going to happen. And when it happened, the proposal, it's like, okay, now I can relax and play. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so your teammate Chase Frazier scored the behind-the-back goal in game three. He had that beautiful between-the-leg goal against Vancouver in game two. This or that, which one did you like better? The between-the-legs or the one behind-the-back? Because the behind-the-back was a big goal, making it 8-6 early in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, both of them just incredible. I would say probably game three, just, you know, where we were in the game and kind of what we needed there. It was also a little less risky and a little bit more him. So seeing the one in Saskatchewan, it was like one of those no, 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 and then celebrate moments and happy it went in. But, I mean, he's just such an incredible player. And you see him do these kind of shots in practice. And in practice, you're like, please do not ever do that in a game or think about it. And he finds a way and finds the right time to do it. And it makes sense. And somehow he pulls these things off. And, you know, those are big momentum ones. Like in a game three, imagine that happening against you. Like that's gotta be pretty deflating, right? Like, especially as a goalie, like you try to wash it quick, but I mean, to have like another highlight reel goal scored on you, it must be tough. So credit to him to have the guts to be able to throw that. I would never do that, but pretty impressive all around.
Well, you may be minimizing some of your spectacular goals this year, but that's understandable. I'm glad you mentioned right off the top in the realm of Josh having 9 points, Dane having 8 points, which you almost come to expect. There was a lot of uncertainty as to whether Chris Kluche could play, and he had a massive final game with 3 goals. I feel like many of you can get lost in the team's success sometimes. Can you say a word or two about Kluche?
Yeah, I don't know if I can say enough about how hard he worked to be able to play in game three. And I was doing media after the game, and JT was talking about, you know, how he was a question mark and going into game day probably wasn't in the lineup, and then that obviously changed. And seeing how banged up he was and the state of his ankle, I don't know how he did it, but he worked so hard all week, was in PT every day, the cryo, doing everything he could to get it right. And like I said, to see where it was and to see it, the guts he had in game three, and to be able to play. And, you know, if you asked him, he probably didn't have the season and the series that he wanted statistically, but, you know, he stepped up in the biggest moment and put 3 big goals in for us to obviously help us get our end goal there. So I can't say enough good things about Kluch and how hard he worked to be ready. And I'm just so happy for him.
You know, I'm used to hockey with home ice advantage and last change and the matchups and all of it. And it's obviously much different in lacrosse because you got your offense, your defense, you're switching all the time. But one thing that if any team has, it's Bandit Land and that support and the building and all of it. Did you have goosebumps going into game three, knowing that it was going to be one of those all time, the fans were going to show up? And it feels like it surprises everybody all the time, but it reaches new levels every year.
Yeah. I mean, they're our backbone no matter what. I mean, to have 5 sellouts in the regular season is unheard of in the NLL. And, you know, like you said, it shouldn't come to us as a surprise, but they show up all the time for us. And I get goosebumps every game after the national anthem and they start the "Let's Go Bandits" chant. Like, you just can't help it. Like, it's just unreal. And, you know, every goal, you know, all the chants, everything, it's unbelievable. And obviously there was some talk going into game three on the other side about, you know, that they're going to try and quiet out the crowd and everything, and that no one from the crowd's coming out to set a pick on them or anything. But it's undeniable. You can't not feel the Bandits Land's presence. And we're fortunate to have ended in first place and got the home field advantage. And it was definitely huge for us, for sure.
If necessary, do 20,000 Bandits fans need...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To text Matt Vince to convince him to come back?
I mean, Probably. I'm hoping, and I'm going to be texting them a lot this summer to be on them, and might be making trips up to St. Catharines to babysit the kids and, you know, give him some brownie points to be able to come back. But I mean, no matter what happens with Vino, it's to start my career the same time that he came into Buffalo and to be on this run with him. And I call him, you know, my lacrosse dad, and we have a really good relationship there, and to like be close with his family and his kids, it's pretty cool. And it's easy to look up to him and try to follow his lead. And I mean, if he does end up retiring, the goalie of the year award should be the Matt Vince award for sure, with how he's played and the career he's had. So it's been pretty cool to be a small part of it.
Do you score on him when you guys have the shoot arounds and all of it? Because there's guys like when Dominic Kashuk was in Buffalo, they're like, it's easy to score. I score on him in practice all the time. Like they would like, that was a feather in their cap, right? To say I can score on Hasek in warmups or in practice, but in games, it's obviously different. When you guys do shoot arounds and whatever, do you find it that you have a spot, or is it still pretty tough?
I'm too scared to like actually shoot on him. There's no way I would never like early on in my career, he would in practice or whatever, he would make a save and he would just stare me down and he'd always just say yes. Like a very like affirmative yes, like to let me know that he saved it. And now I just throw lob shots at him, just like not even give it a chance. So if in practice, like in like we're doing 5-on-5s and that kind of thing, I'll go a little bit harder, but it's rare you get one. So we joked that we should grab the ball in practice and put that one on the mantle, because it doesn't happen often. It's like the saying from Miracle there when they score on Tretiak.
Exactly. Last one from me. Who has partied the hardest so far?
Oh man, I don't know. It's pretty even between, I mean, all the guys in Buffalo living here, we're fortunate that we got a good crew here and we've been able to party together. I'd probably have to give it to Dane, as much as I don't want to. He's it's been impressive. There might have been a Snapchat of him leaving the bar, sleeping in his fiance's car on the way home. So he put in a pretty good shift for sure.
I love it. I listen. There's going to be a good shift on Friday too. I would anticipate that it's going to start with the parade and all of the party in the plaza. But I would think that some establishments will stay open a little later to Friday evening into Saturday night to make sure that everybody gets to celebrate. So that will be awesome. Congratulations. That was fantastic. I don't have any more questions, Duffer, because I'm just in awe that they were able to get the three-peat, and you've been to 5 finals. It's amazing. Like, I mean, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah. It's been pretty cool, and hopefully we can keep this run going. But like you said, Friday will be a fun night. It's my birthday Saturday, so it's going to be a double whammy weekend for me. So it'll be fun to continue the celebration.
All right. Everybody's ready to wish you a happy birthday on Friday. Ian, thank you. Congratulations. And amazing memories made once again this year in Banditland. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Ian MacKay, NLL Finals MVP. See him and his mates celebrate back-to-back-to-back Alumni Plaza this Friday, 5 p.m. Players will take the stage soon after. Live music, entertainment, you name it, photo ops, everything you've come to expect when the Bandits win, as they often do. 7 NLL titles, most in league history. We're back after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.